Did you use Paul Pooja to operate the controls you needed on this side of the rift to control the energy flow? I'm surprised you held out feeding on her for so long. You at Toplex are not known for your restraint.
Oh, it was difficult, Doctor. But we needed a pawn, and her bitterness towards the Englishman was just what we needed to control her.
I will kill you, Demon Spawn!
No, Liak! Crozier! Petty! Help me hold Liak back!
I will kill you and all of your kind!
Maybe we should go down fighting.
Where there's life, there's hope.
Oh well, we'll have to put a stop to hope then. Come here, tasty morsels.
Wait! The rest of our crew must feast as well! It is time you gave up the energy you have obtained from these primitives for the good of the majority.
But matriarchs, I am still damaged. I need that energy to survive.
The rest of the crew must be freed. You will give up the energy you have gathered. And since you are wounded, you will provide sustenance for them as well.
Matriarchs, I have served you faithfully. Let me live and continue to serve you.
You shall continue to serve, Katuk!
Served as dinner!
No.
What was that you said?
I said no, I will not!
Harunth! Connect Katuk to the computer!
No!
This may be a distraction we need. Leah, can you remain calm while I talk to Captain Fitzjames?
For now. As long as the beasts kill each other, my sister's death will be avenged.
Excellent. Now then, Captain, do you truly believe these creatures will really help you?
Doctor, I have to do what they tell me. I can't ignore the hunger. I've tried, believe me. What else can I do?
You can help us find a way to stop the Toplex, and then I promise you that I will take you wherever I need to find you help.
It's too risky. I can't trust myself.
If you don't help us, the Toplex will kill thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. And that's if humanity is lucky.
Do you seriously think that the Toplex will not kill you as well?
Please, Fitzjames, I'm begging you. Help us stop them before it's too late.
Doctor, I can't...
Crozier, I nearly had him on our side.
What do we do now?
I know how to operate the controls. If I can power up the hyperdrive to maximum, I may be able to send the Toplex and this entire ship into hyperspace permanently.
What about the rest of us?
Take Fitzjames and go. Hopefully you'll have enough time to make it out of here.
But Doctor!
Petty, you, Christine and Leok, carry Fitzjames. I'm going to help the Doctor.
I'm staying with the Doctor.
Come back, you silly girl.
I thought I told you to go.
I grabbed my gun, Doctor. I'll cover your back.
I will help as well.
It's good to know that people will listen to me in a crisis situation. I'm sure everybody else will be along in a moment.
I think the damaged Toplex is dead. We're running out of time. How's it coming?
Almost done. I just have to flip this lever over there.
Oh, dear.
What's wrong?
Their leader is standing right there.
Ah.
Whatever you are doing, stop right now, Doctor! Join me, Harunth!
Matriarchs, I am severely damaged. My systems are shutting down.
Then feed upon the female! I shall take the males!
Yes, Matriarchs.
Crozier, defend Christine. I'll keep the Matriarchs busy.
All right, Doctor.
You will die, human.
Thought you could use some help, old boy.
Thanks, Petty. Petty! Gotcha! Petty, how badly are you hurt?
Don't worry about me. Help the doc.
Blast these abominations!
We had best help the doctor. He is in danger.
He's caught a creature. Shoot it!
I seem to have run out of maneuvering room.
I shall feed on all of you! Starting with you!
Doctor!
Blast it! I have to reload!
Hurry!
There is nothing you can do to hurt me, Doctor. Searching your clothes is pointless. You have no weapon that can penetrate my armor.
Ha-ha! Found it!
What is that? Some sort of explosive device?
No, it's a cricket ball, used in an earth sport.
What can you possibly do to me with some toy?
Nothing. It's not for you. It's for that lever behind you. Here goes.
What is she laughing about?
That wasn't the hyperdrive control.
What is happening?
It was the gravity control. We're now weightless.
I will kill you, Doctor!
Her people come from a high-gravity world. Quick, while she's disoriented, get out of here.
What about you?
This is only a temporary measure. I have to stay to activate the hyperdrive. We all have a chance to survive if you get out now.
But how, Doctor? We cannot touch the ground.
Swim, just like you would in water. Propel yourselves towards the wall, and then kick off towards the direction you ought to go. In these conditions, a good kickoff will propel you far.
Come along, Christine. We need you to help myself and Leok. We don't have the experience that you have in these situations.
Go, Chris. I'll be fine.
You had better be.
All I've got to do now is listen to my own advice and get a good kickoff so I can propel myself towards the hyperdrive control.
Kosher, Leok, follow me.
May the spirits be with you.
Now all I have to do is push off the wall here. Oh, there we go. And my momentum will carry me across to the hyperdrive control. Here we go. Let go of my foot. This is not the time to be pulling my leg.
Once I can acquire some leverage, I will pull it off.
So close. If I could just reach the control.
Never!
Let him go.
What are you doing, puny human?
Fitzjames.
Do what you have to do, Doctor. I don't know how long I can delay her.
Right. If I can just reach it... There!
You fool, Doctor!
The hyperdrive is going to implode. The engines were too badly damaged. Fitzjames, we have to get out of here.
She's got me, Doctor. I can't escape.
I'll be right there to help.
No! Leave without me!
You're next, Doctor!
Sorry, I must be going.
Come back here, Doctor! I will not let you escape me!
Is everyone all right?
I am fine. The snow broke my fall.
I'm all right. What should we do now?
We better start moving away from the ship, just in case.
Do you think the doctor will be all right?
I'm sure he'll be fine.
Whoa, look out! Here I come! Ow.
Doctor, are you hurt?
I'm fine. My jelly babies broke my fall.
Where is the matriarch?
She's right behind me. I figured it'd be best if we made an undignified retreat.
Wait, look!
Get down!
What happened?
The matriarchs had a hold of me. Fitzjames came to and knocked her into the control panel, damaging it. When I threw the switch, rather than shifting the ship into the other dimension, it created an overload in the engines.
It exploded!
Actually, it imploded. The ship folded in on itself. The matriarchs and the rest of the Taplex ceased to exist, and the rift between the dimensions should be sealed back up.
Then the world is safe.
Yes, the Taplex are gone for good.
Fitzjames didn't make it, did he?
No. He sacrificed himself in a last act of humanity. The matriarchs had already killed him when I left.
He'll be remembered as a hero. I'll make sure of that.
Why were we floating?
I hit the gravity control with my cricket ball. It made us all weightless.
You're most fortunate that you hit the gravity control and not something else.
Not at all, Chris. I intended to hit the gravity control all along. The gravity on the Taplex homeworld is much greater than Earth's, so of course I knew that they would be more affected by weightlessness than we were. It was all part of my cunning plan.
If you say so, Doctor.
I always know the gravity of the situation.
Your wit pains me at times.
So, what are your plans now that the threat is over?
If you'll help me, I'll take one of the boats down the river to an outpost. There are several south of here. There really isn't anywhere else for me to go.
I will come with you, Crozier. There is nothing left for me here now. And I would like to be with you, if you will accept my company.
Of course, Leoc. I'm glad you want to come with me. And you can call me Francis from now on.
Yes, Francis.
Doctor, what about the TARDIS? We are still trapped here.
No, the TARDIS is right behind you.
What? How?
With the dimensional instability fixed, the TARDIS returned to this dimension.
Thank goodness.
The old girl knows where she belongs. Leoc, Captain Crozier, how about I offer you a lift?
You want us to travel in that cabinet of yours?
Absolutely. Just a quick jaunt, though. We'll be dropping you somewhere down the river closer to the outpost.
I suppose that thing will float right enough.
Oh, it doesn't have to. Go on, take a look inside, both of you.
Goodness me.
You are indeed a powerful shaman, Doctor.
Doctor, are we not changing history by taking Mr. Crozier? You said there were no survivors.
Not at all, Chris. There is no proof that Crozier survived, but there is an unsubstantiated report from the Inuit that Crozier spent the rest of his days with a tribe of natives when he reached the end of the river. So now we know the truth, don't we?
What about the trading post?
He never went to the trading post. We'll drop him off at a local tribe at the end of the river. A tribe who has no preconceived notions of curses from white men. Once he realizes that he and Leoc will be able to live there rather than in England, where he and Leoc would be looked upon as outcasts again, I suspect he'll stay there.
You suspect? Or you know?
I think Crozier seems like a fellow who'd like a nice glass of Bacchanutian wine, don't you?